Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now
and forever. In our series on Franciscan spirituality, we've been talking about man and God's plan, about human nature and our social aspect. Today we'll talk about our need to be open to God in general. Any social movement or conception of society which excludes the supernatural and denies our fundamental relationship with God in Christ is in reality asocial by definition. When people are united only by an exterior network of material interests, egoism dominates. An egoism which divides people, creates barriers of diffidence, avarice, even hatred. Society and social interactions break down at that point because they lack the interior, profound spiritual bond, which is the only thing that can give stability to human society. And when those tenacious strings of contingent interests are broken, the whole structure crumbles, just like a building destroyed at its foundations. So it's necessary to return to God, in whom the Trinity is the perfect society, upon whom which human society actually needs to be modeled. The constitutive element of social life is the person who is social by essence. And the human person is, first of all and above all, they're open to a relationship with God, first of all. St. John the Evangelist speaks of a fellowship with the Father and the Son, and necessarily with the Spirit, who's the bond of the mutual love between the two. It's a fellowship that's formed between the divine persons and us, Jesus' disciples. He writes, "That which we have seen and heard, we also proclaim to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John 1, verse 3. Of this fellowship between the divine persons and the faithful, the socializing and coordinating element of union is Jesus Christ, in whom the Father has poured out his divine charity, his paternal love. And it's by means of his love and by means of his Son that God the Father embraces humanity. The extraordinarily dynamic and fruitful love of Christ is communicated to us and makes us able to enter in communion with the three divine persons, in order to then enter in real communion amongst ourselves. It's not the simple fact that we're all human beings that makes us brothers. No, after the sin of Adam, human solidarity is contaminated by egoism, by sin. What makes us true brothers and sisters is being brothers and sisters in Christ, in union with him, and through him in union with the Blessed Trinity. From a supernatural perspective, our relationship with God and with our neighbor constitute a single society in the one bond of love. Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, has reconciled man with God, man with man, and man with the good angels, with whom we have pure spiritual relationships. And since a singular connecting tissue, the unifying love of Jesus, connects the divine persons to human persons, and these amongst themselves, the union cannot be broken, in the sense that you can't love God without loving your neighbor, and you can't truly love your neighbor without loving God. Radically, in their origin, they are a singular love. The human heart must welcome both, since the human person, in order to integrate himself and perfect himself, must be open to socializing both with God and with others. This is why we need to offer God also a social public worship, too. Since society is a projection of its people and a realization of their activity together, it's just and necessary that God be worshiped publicly and as a community. In order for man to become social in the most complete and precise sense of the word, he must open himself up to God and establish a relationship with him, not only individually and privately, but also as a member of a collectivity. No human society can set aside the supernatural. Rather, It must be rooted in the supernatural and establish a true relationship with God as a society. So let's ask Our Lady for the grace to actually be able to live in a society where her Son is honored and worshiped, because that's how life's supposed to be lived, according to God's plan. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.